Hello and welcome to the Healthy Debate Show on UK Health Radio. I'm your host, Belinda Walia, and today we are here to talk about the growing shift happening in how we understand leadership, success, and the role we play, not just in our own lives, but in the lives of others. And it is no longer only about performance, outcomes, or external achievements. Increasingly, the focus is turning inward towards awareness, responsibility, and the quality of how we show up as human beings. Today's guest has dedicated his work to this deeper transformation. Kavalya Kashyap works at the intersection of leadership, spirituality, and human development, supporting individuals and organizations in moving from individual success to collective growth. His work challenges the traditional ideas of leadership, inviting a more conscious, connected, and purpose-driven way of living and leading. At the heart of his message is a simple but extremely powerful shift from I to we. Kavalya, it's a real pleasure to have you with us today.
Thank you so much, Belinda, for having me today. It means a lot to me. And thanks for sharing this introduction. Very touched by it.
It's my pleasure. Now, Kavalya, your work brings together leadership and inner transformation. Please share a little more about yourself and what led you into this path.
So I've born very close to where you live right now in London. Grew up in Uganda, Africa. My father is Sri Lankan, my mom from Munich. And I was always an entrepreneur from my upbringing, actually. I founded 15 companies in the tech sector, and you know how hectic the tech sector is.
Yes.
But I felt like it hasn't really brought me abundance. You know, it was like moving on. Once you were successful, then you failed, you were joyful, you were misery. So I felt like that can't be the direction of my life. I felt like, okay, now I've founded 15 companies. What happens if I found the 16th, create the 16th, the 17th? Doing more of what made me not really feel abundance didn't make sense for me. So I was like, searching. I was like listening to people. I was like trying to find a direction, which brought me actually to that point where I felt like I need advice. I need a direction. So I moved actually, or I visited India and I met Maitreya Dadashriji, who gave me this experience. It was not information, it was not knowledge, it was this experience in his presence to experience this love and inner peace, which brought me to the point where I said, for this, I will give my life. I want the West to experience, not to know, not to read, not to listen to, but to have this inner experience of love and peace within themselves, to change their being towards betterment of themselves and their environment.
And that's amazing. And thank you for that. I completely agree. What you're describing there is something so many people experience, but don't always put into words. On the outside, it could look like success, achievement, building, or moving forward, but internally, it can feel very different. And I think what really stands out is that shift from constantly doing and achieving to actually questioning what that's giving you on a deeper level. And that information or more success is about experience. And when someone has that moment of inner peace or connection, it changes the direction completely, doesn't it? And I really appreciate you talking about that. And you speak about this shift from I to we, but what does that really mean in practice?
Yeah, so I think that's the main point, that when I talk out of experience. I don't talk from a book or from whatever I have read. I've experienced it within myself, so it comes with a totally different energy. This eye, from where one can operate, there's nothing bad about that. I want to make that also clear. One has to be conscious about what does that mean. The eye is what separates you. It what separates you from one to the other. And the V unites. So typically, if you are in an organization, if you are in society, then it is about integration. The challenges we have in this world is that we are not living the integration, be it on educational path, on religious path, on spiritual path, even that. So it is to be truthful to that. If you now take the business context, which is mainly actually the area where I am active, it really means that you can't put five individuals together and just call them a team. It is not gonna work like that. If you really want to achieve something productive and efficient, then you need to move deeply into this we experience. The issues are the ego, the bias, the hidden agendas which we have. So if we create this we, then it really means that you have an emotional safety place. You are truly listening to each other. And everyone feels like having this ownership for it. It is this shared purpose which we should empower in. And it brings actually the leader to give this power back to the people. For example, in my organizations, I listen to my team. I listen to them what they want, and then I follow them. So although I'm the CEO, I'm not telling them what they should do because they are qualified themselves. I listen to them and we take a call, and then actually the entire power is with the people. So I am less actually available. I don't need to be available to them because things are moving themselves. So it shows actually as a leader, you are wise if you follow your people. You are wise if you emotionally connect your people to the objective. And then you can let things go and you just are there in a strategy or like overlooking or there in crisis. So this shift from I to we is actually beneficial for everyone because people want to take ownership, responsibility. And you as a leader simply enable them to achieve this objective.
And thank you for sharing that. And what I feel and what I'm picking up from that is the shift from operating as individuals to truly functioning as a collective. And because just as you said, just putting people together doesn't create connection or trust. It's the move from I to we that creates emotional safety, where people feel heard, valued, and part of something shared. And when that happens, it naturally changes leadership as well. And I think it becomes less about control. And that's the thing, isn't it, in certain organizations. And when it becomes less about control and more about creating the space for the people to step into ownership. And I love that you do that, Cavalier. That's really admirable of you, which is where I think it's about real collaboration and meaningful progress. That's where it actually begins. But there's many leaders out there that focus on results and performance. Why do you believe inner awareness is just as important?
That's a very good question. And I just want to actually share with the listeners, why is that? So why are the leaders like that? They are actually trained like that. They're educated like that. So imagine the life in school, later on in your graduates and in later careers, is always based on results and performances. So they are educated yes. like that, that it matters what you achieve. But no one is really talking of what is before. So if you look at a human being, then there is a thought. From this thought, there might be a word, then there's an action. Then this action creates a behavior and creates the character. So if you follow that, then actually everything can be changed by humans if you have the awareness of what this thought is, where you're putting energy into. So this is the amazing thing. On one hand, the education system which we have does not really support people to understand more of who they are. Why are they here? What is their objective? It is more on a functional side, and it's more on you deliver a result, then you're a good guy. You don't deliver, then unfortunately you might be punished or have to take the consequences. That can't be the life. If we start actually getting this awareness, this inner awareness of what thoughts are really driving me, what words am I using? And I have seen one of your recent work where you said what words you speak, you will physically manifest. I think one of my colleagues has been speaking on your channel about that. Let me come back to that. So it's then what happens with this inner awareness, and why is that important is your question. It actually turns you from reacting to answering to a situation. And there's a huge shift in losing this or getting rid of reacting and taking ownership about this situation, responding to it. It influences actually your performance, not on a superficial level. So you will see that your decision making is more precise. It will allow you to communicate with people in a much different way, and it will create team trust. So the outcome on a short term and longer term is immense when you start actually following this path of inner awareness, because it starts with the individual, it starts with the leader, it starts with you.
Absolutely. And that's so beautifully put, because I completely agree as well that everything starts before the result. We are so focused on outcomes and performance, but not on the thinking and awareness that drives it. And when someone begins to understand their thoughts and how that shapes their words and their actions and ultimately their character, it changes everything. And that shift from reacting to actually responding is so powerful, because it brings clarity, better decisions, and a stronger relationship. I talk about self-relationship constantly, and that's what I specialize in, that you should be aware of your inner thoughts, what your emotions are, and have that better understanding. And like you said, it starts with the individual. That awareness then naturally influences the whole environment around a person. So what do you see happening when someone guides someone without that deeper connection to themselves? Because I'm sure we've both been in environments and working environments where this has been the case.
I think that is a very easy question to answer. Yeah. One has to just switch on the TV and watch the news, actually. We are human beings. We are social beings. We belong to each other. But we allow others to divide us, and we should stop this division. And understand the leaders. The leaders I see mainly are actually transferring fear, they are transferring stress, they are transferring frustration. They don't get what they want and put pressure on. But that can't be the world. The world creates today confusion, tension, resistance, that actually disconnects people from the ones who actually should lead us. And there I strongly request and I demand that we come together and understand what does it mean to be a human being. What has happened, we can't correct. But now, here and now, we can correct ourselves. And that is what I have done. I have led this way. I have led with pressure. But it is actually a lack of the human being. It's a lack of myself. And I have to accept, I had to accept that I am lacking, that I am not actually what I wanted to be, a good human being. So then I need to change. I need to face it and I need to be willing for the correction and change. So going on like that, as you said, without a connection to yourself, to your divine within yourself, will not give abundance to yourself and others. If you want to carry on, take the consequences. I am not willing to carry on like that. I was not willing to carry on like that. And then I found the solution within myself.
And that sense of division and pressure and disconnection and how easily it puts people away from each other is such an important point to bring up. But what really stands out is the responsibility you're talking about, not just looking at what's happening out there, but recognizing what's happening within ourselves. And a lot of people don't want to face that, do they? They don't want to have that connection with themselves. And I think that's why they've always been taught to look outward. And it's very difficult to actually get people to understand that concept, but it's easy to lead from fear and pressure or lack without even realizing it, rather than looking at what's the peace that you can create from within yourself. So you describe direction as something that comes from within rather than from hierarchy, which you spoke about earlier. But how do people begin to access that?
So I just want to make sure, actually, because I also in the corporate sector often have questions in that direction. I don't see hierarchy as something negative. I see it as a responsibility. In the nature, you have hierarchy. A bigger tree supports a smaller tree to grow. So if you look at hierarchy in the nature, it is totally normal. And also in our circumstances, I don't see hierarchy as something negative. It is just a certain role which you have. It's a certain responsibility which you take. But coming back to your point, which you said, how can one begin? Understand the mind and the function of the mind. The mind is nothing negative. If I use my mind, then it's active. If I don't talk to you, if I don't use it, then my mind is quiet. There's nothing happening in my mind. So that is how the mind should be when it is connected to your core. So that we have to get through. I want to show you that picture. If your mind is connected, synchronized with your core, your mind will be quiet when it's not used. Because the mind is only there to understand and to communicate. Yeah. Unfortunately, these days, the mind is bubbling all the time. And that is not the nature of the mind. So how do you get there? And how can you start that? How can you begin to access your core? One thing which is very important, always speak the truth. So when you speak the truth from your heart, it is your truth. Understand that. It's not the united truth, the absolute truth. So be humble and aware of, I speak the truth at the moment for myself, but accept other people also talking the truth. So if you speak the truth, what will happen automatically is that you are righteous, that you are expressing your values, your ethic and your moral. That is the base of it. So if you want to start accessing that path from now on, always speak the truth. No matter what the surrounding tells you. Second part, practice gratitude. When you daily practice gratitude in the morning and in the evening before you sleep, if you are grateful for whatever is within yourself and around yourself, you will see how automatically you are accessing your core, and your core is gonna take care of your mind. You can't take care of your mind. You need the combination, you need the synchronization from your core to take care of your mind.
Absolutely. And all your words, they're beautiful, and it resonates so much with me, because I believe, look, the truth is always going to come out, so you might as well speak your truth anyway. And I completely agree about what you're saying about gratitude. It's simple but really powerful, because it brings you back into that connection with yourself without forcing anything. So thank you so far, Cavalier. We're going to take a short commercial break with a word from our sponsors. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
What if your healing journey could feel empowering, hopeful, even transformative? Welcome to the Alkaline Collective Mastermind, a community for anyone facing cancer, staying cancer-free, or committed to prevention. No matter your stage, whether you've chosen conventional care, an integrative path, or a fully holistic approach, here, you're not alone. Here, your healing journey becomes a journey of empowerment. We explore the science of oxygenation, metabolism, and alkalinity, while strengthening your emotional, spiritual, and physical well-being. This is a mastermind with heart, accountability, connection, wisdom, and real support. Because your journey isn't just about surviving, it's about thriving. Join us by clicking on the Alkaline Collective Mastermind banner on the UK Health Radio homepage, or directly at alkaline-collective.com, where self-belief grows, healing deepens, and transformation begins.
Sarah wasn't bad at her job, she was stuck in hidden grief. After her dog died, she took a sales role just to stay busy, but every pitch felt empty. A Cogna Movement session uncovered that she was seeking the warmth of her dog rather than serving her clients. Using our patented movement and sensory patterns, she cleared the grief and rocketed to the top. What hidden emotion is holding you back? Try our Essentials program at the special UK Health Radio rate. Visit cognamovement.com/radio or click on the Cogna Movement banner on the UK Health Radio homepage. Results vary.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back to the Healthy Debate Show on UK Health Radio. Welcome back, Cavalier.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Now, in your experience, what is the biggest barrier stopping people from guiding others in a more conscious and connected way?
Oh, there are many. There are so many excuses which they have. If I analyze them, then it is actually self-created limitations. You know, we have endless opportunities, and then you see how one limits oneself. It's painful to hear that. And mainly it is fear and excuses. So no time, no money, whatever it is in the end of the day a self-created limitation. We can do so much if we access our inner world. There's everything there in our inner world, but we do not really see it. We do not really discover it. We don't really dive into it. There's nothing bad there. I've seen very often, if someone has an obstacle, has a blockage, behind this blockage, behind this pain or suffering, there's a jewel. So I want to encourage people to accept these blockages. Yes, there's something stopping me. Just be aware of it, be conscious of it, and know, stop to limit yourself. Understand where is a fear. I had them myself. That's why I can talk with you about them. I had these excuses myself. But the moment I realized it is a fear, it is an excuse, I told my mind, this is a fear, but I want to stop it. I want to experience what is behind it. And so there's no real external limitation. I have to unfortunately share that with your listeners. It is, there's no external limitation for you. It is all internal. It is self-created limitation. If you do not believe me, try it out. Write me. Tell me. I'll tell you. It is mainly the fear which comes as an excuse. It is maybe some other excuses, but it's a huge opportunity. When you face this limitation, when you face these excuses, it will open up a huge new door which will liberate you from them.
Absolutely, and that's so beautifully put. Fear does have a way of presenting itself as something practical or justified, whether that's time, money, or circumstances, as you said, but underneath it, there's often something we haven't yet faced or understood. So how much of the way we lead or guide others is shaped by our own inner state and unresolved patterns? How can people break those barriers?
Yeah, I think that's a very good point you're making. And there's enough scientific studies that which reckon that it's up to 95%. So it's immense. If you believe 90 or 95% doesn't really change the show that much. So it is totally supported by science that this inner state of yours shapes your behavior. So you have to see how can you improve your inner state. There are also statements out there that how you are internally, how you are within yourself, that is the reaction you get from the nature, from the universe. So you have to really be aware that your inner state is one of the most important parts, which is the basement of what you will receive in the end of the day. So be clear on that, that the actions which you are driving are also coming from your unconscious level. So the emotions influence your decisions. The patterns are automatic, typically, and they are still changeable. And there actually the main role of awareness comes. So if you see your reaction to a situation, how you react is totally not in your control, except if you increase your awareness. So there's a very small window within yourself. The bigger, the higher the awareness, the more you have an opportunity to interfere in that. So you're always moving to the left side of a situation. With your awareness, you'll be able to take a different route there. And so that is the important part about, on one hand, your internal state, which is actually the lens of your perception, and then to be able to work with your unconscious pattern. That will change your behavior if you are aware in that situation. So the awareness is the only part which is known to me, which will help you to come out of these patterns. And there is, and that's the, although I said it's an automated route, there's a small window where you can change the direction. And therefore train awareness of what is happening within yourself, and then you will experience that. It is going to change your entire life. I think it is, on one hand, a decision. If you carry on like that, you will be a victim of your life. You will be a victim of your patterns. You'll be a victim of your previous behavior. Or you take responsibility. You change your life. You change your behavior, your character, your actions towards betterment. And that was something which was really rocket science for me. It is so simple. It is an effort which you can do, and it will change your life. Especially if you, for example, want to be a good human being, but you see that some of your actions are not really meeting the values and ethics which you would like to follow.
Thank you for sharing that, because I totally agree with you. And what I've come across is that self-awareness is the challenge for most people that I've worked with, because it's when they have to do that deeper work, that fear factor does take over, and they don't want to reflect on the past, or they don't want to face the good, the bad, the ugly aspects of self. But as soon as you're able to become self-aware, you then can go into that self-acceptance. And once you're able to go into that self-acceptance, you can then learn to be kinder to yourself. You see, that self-empathy is a struggle for most people, and therefore when they're not able to give what they desire from others within themselves, they find it challenging to give to others, and that's where the inner conflict begins as well. I mean, that's something I've come across, and it's really hard for a lot of people to have that inner state. And there's often a tension between certain organizations and external worlds, like between business success and personal well-being. There's that tension, isn't there? But how can others make it coexist within their inner self and outer world? So what would you advise someone do?
Once you have changed your direction, once you have taken a step, things will happen, and it will change like that. So it is something which is amazing from the energy which is revealed. Now I want to come to your question. So there's actually no difference between an individual and an organization. It is the same process. What is required is that one is ready for change, as an organization as well as an individual. It is the consciousness of it. For example, if you have an organization with 10,000 people, you take 20 people who want to transform, and you will change the entire organization. So that is the power of individuals, that's the power of transformed being. Because this transformation will create a ripple effect in the organization. As an individual, you have a core. As an organization, you have a core. What is important for an organization which changes is that this vision of the organization is strongly met, that the people emotionally connect to that vision, because that vision will drive towards the core of an organization. So it is beautiful to work with individuals, and you'll see the parallel in the organization. It is not more complex or whatever people tell you about. If you go to the source of the issue and face it there. So it is this change from being stuck in a situation, or energy not flowing, or productivity and efficiency low, back to getting into this flow mode of achieving targets. And that's why it always, that's what I enjoy in the organizations or working with leaders, to give them the first points on working, and then see, and then they experience this change themselves in how they are in their business life, and then they are encouraged to move ahead. I agree to you what you said, the first step is mostly the difficult, was also true for me. But once you start walking on that path, you get more and more confident in how to cope with the challenges. That is what I have experienced with my life. That's why even though the world out there is very much dark, it gives me the confidence and the hope that it will change through many people like you and your listeners.
And it's about taking that first step and having the courage to take that first step as well. And I think a lot of people, that's the part that they're afraid of, but you just got to do it. And I think it really starts with that awareness and willingness. It doesn't need everyone at once. Even a small number of people who are ready to shift can create that ripple effect, especially when there's a clear vision people can genuinely connect to. So thank you so much, Cavalier, for your valuable insight. We're going to take another short commercial break with a word from our sponsors. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Imagine. Every day, clients walk into your office with their concerns about intimacy, identity, desire, and trauma. Questions that require more than basic training. Emotional and sexual dynamics are evolving, and today's professionals must evolve with them. We hear from parents unable to start conversations with their children around identity. Too often, adolescents have learned their sexual ideas from the internet. Couples have difficulty communicating about sex with each other. At the International Institute of Clinical Sexology, you can gain the specialized skills and knowledge to address those issues with confidence. Whether you are a therapist, coach, educator, or other healthcare professional, our advanced certifications and PhD program empower you to become a highly skilled, sought-after sex therapist. Expand your expertise. Elevate your earning potential. Start your journey today with the International Institute of Clinical Sexology. Imagine making a difference in our world. Learn more at clinicalsexologyphd.org.
Apples and pears, beef and Skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries and cream.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back to the Healthy Debate Show on UK Health Radio. I'm Belinda Walia, and today I'm joined by the fabulous Cavalier Kashyap, continuing our conversation around conscious leadership and inner transformation. Welcome back, Cavalier.
Thank you, Belinda, for having me.
Now, what role does emotional awareness play in decision making?
It plays a very important role. So if you look at decision making, it is the core of being a human being. So if you take decisions, there's a consequence out of that decision. So if you are emotionally connected to that topic, to that objective, then you feel something, then you care about it. So it's a very internal and automatic process, because when you are emotionally connected to that objective, then truly your values, ethic, and moral play a role. So without that, a decision making is just a robot technique. And it is something very functional. But if you want in decision making to make a change to a sustainable, holistic world, then you need the moral ethics and values which are there if you approach it through emotional connection.
Thank you for that. Again, in my profession, I feel a lot of people, if they don't follow what they believe in or desire, then they're not happy within. So when you actually start connecting with things where your values and ethics and a real sense of responsibility come into play, then of course that helps people make better decisions and things to be more meaningful and sustainable, because they're not just about the outcome, they're about the impact as well. Now, I know that if there's a lot of people will say it's wonderful what Kavali is saying, it's great what you're saying, Belinda, but if someone really wants to begin this journey of inner healing, where should they start?
That's a very important, and I think one of the most important parts, actually. I believe that you can start that path if you start actually listening to yourself. So listen to your thoughts. Just listen to your thoughts, what is happening within yourself, without judging yourself. So you have to take time. If you don't take time, nothing will happen. So take out some time and just simply listen to yourself. What is happening within yourself? And do not judge yourself. Do not compare yourself. Do not blame yourself. If this process is there, then you might, for example, see an emotion of fear, but you do not step into that. One of the biggest issues for humans is that they identify with it. Well, I experience the emotion of fear or doubt within myself. So if I'm aware of that, if I'm conscious about that, I'm not able to be that. That is a very important part, because then you actually disconnect from that fear, from that emotion. And then the automatic process of healing happens. If you are attached to it, if you identify yourself with fear, then you become fear. So if you only observe the fear, then it will dissolve, meaning it will heal, as you rightly said before.
It's such a beautiful explanation and a very clear one. And finally, Kavalia, if there is one shift in thinking or perspective you would want our listeners to take away today, what would that be?
I think that's a very, very good point you're making. Stop trying to fix the world from the outside. Begin going within to your awareness. It is the one thing which you have which will change your life. I can talk out of my own experience. It changed my life completely. It allowed my life to base my life on grace. It changes you. It changes the environment around you. So if you change your attitudes towards what can I do for you, when you start serving others, you are going to see a change in your life. It will uplift your own state, because you make yourself a part of the success of others. It doesn't mean, I think that is important also in the business context, you can take money for that. It's not like it's not disconnected from the material world, but your attitude changes. So you start actually having only this thought, what can I do for you? And like that, you get opportunities in life, and that will lead to one world and one family. So you are part of this unity which is happening. Although you see a lot of darkness out there, you have been born as this light. And often we forget that we are this light. And I think this time, when we start serving others, even in our very busy schedule a day, we do not forget that once taught, then our light will shine lighter. and we will have a difference in the world.
And that's a beautiful way to end the show on. What a thoughtful and grounding conversation. Thank you so much, Cavalier. It's been a real pleasure exploring what it means to guide others, not just externally, but from within. So, Cavalier, can you please share with us where people will be able to find you, on perhaps on social media or any website that you have, please?
So in LinkedIn, definitely that is a platform where you'll find more information about Cavalier Kaushyap, about my work. It's not about me, so I want to make that very sure. I don't want to, but definitely if you want to read more about how my path was and what brought me there, if you want to look it up, you'll find it on LinkedIn, on Instagram, as such. And maybe also, if I have this humble opportunity, on the 22nd of April, Maitreya Dada Shriji comes on the first time to London. If you want to use that opportunity to get the experience, because what I feel really changes and helps you to change is the energy, is the vibration. So if you are in the presence of an energy and vibration, you will see how your mind gets calm and how your heart opens up. And this experience is something which I wish for everyone. I know people are general, people want to improve, people, and that's totally fine, you know. Use this opportunity, please, on the 22nd of April in London, and I'll also be there in London. And I think that we should come together. You know, I'm British, I'm living in Switzerland, brought up in Africa. But the beauty of the world is if we all come together and unite. And the truth of life is love, is peace. And we should really stand up for that and have an attitude, have a standing towards betterment of this world.
Thank you so much for sharing. And thank you to everyone listening to the Healthy Debate Show on UK Health Radio. If today's conversation resonated with you, please do share it with someone who may benefit. And we're going to close today's show with a little bit from Paradise, Coldplay, a fitting close for today's show. Thank you for listening. Until next time, take care of yourselves and each other.
She was just a girl. She expected the world.